Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Friday, March 4th, 2016. I am Jason Powell on the site today. WWE SmackDown viewership numbers are in for last night's show. Interesting number with the second hour airing opposite the latest Republican presidential debate. Also, my WWE SmackDown hit list is available and John Moore's Lucha Underground hit list and all the news of the day. We will start with sad news out of Japan today, the passing of Hayabusa, the great Japanese high flyer who died of a brain hemorrhage at age 47. You know, if you don't know the story, Hayabusa suffered paralysis during a match in Japan while performing a springboard moonsault, or lion salt, if you will. This happened back in 2001. It ended his career, obviously. He eventually recovered to the point that he was able to walk small distances with the use of a cane. There's a tremendous video of him walking to the ring again for the first time, which is very emotional. You can find that online for sure. And then a number of wrestlers have acknowledged the death of Hayabusa on social media today, including AJ Styles, who labeled him one of the most unique and innovative wrestlers ever. WWE.com has a story about his passing, and it will definitely be interesting to see if his death is acknowledged on their television shows or even at their live events this weekend. Of course, just want to extend my condolences to his fans, friends, and certainly family. No easy way to transition out of that. I guess I can kind of connect it by saying that I will actually be at the first WWE live event since that death. I will be at Target Center tonight in Minneapolis, so we'll see if they do a 10-bell salute or anything of that nature. That show is headlined by Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose in the main event. Kalisto defending the U.S. title against Alberto Del Rio as well. Kind of curious, is Kalisto allowed to wrestle anyone else these days in WWE? Is it just like when he's in the ring, Alberto Del Rio must be there? Anyway, should be a fun time. I should have a detailed report available late tonight if things get really late, maybe first thing tomorrow, but I'm guessing later on tonight. WWE is also running in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Kalamazoo, Michigan, Moline, Illinois. The other brand is headlined by Kane against Bray Wyatt. I once lived through a Great Khali against Kane main event on a WWE show, and it concluded with Crime Time coming out and dancing with Khali to close the show. So it's kind of nice to feel like I win this one. I win for a change with the Owens and Ambrose main event being on top, plus getting AJ Styles on tonight's show. So looking forward to that. NXT has a full slate of weekend live events. They actually started last night. We're still looking for correspondents for those shows and really all the weekend shows. They will be in Ohio and Florida throughout the weekend. And Pro Wrestling Guerrilla is running tonight and Saturday with their All-Star Weekend shows in Reseda, California. Tonight's show headlined by the Young Bucks against Matt Sydal and Ricochet for the PWG tag titles, plus Zack Sabre Jr. facing Adam Cole. And then on Saturday, a couple of loaded matches, Roderick Strong defending the PWG title against Zack Sabre Jr., and then the Bucks will defend the PWG tag titles against Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, Red Dragon. So a couple of really loaded shows out there, and as I say, we are looking for correspondents for all of the weekend events, as we always are. If you are going to any of the shows I mentioned and you want to help, we'd really appreciate it. You can always drop me a line via email at dotnetjason@gmail.com. Just be sure to spell it out, dotnetjason@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter at ProWrestlingNet. Just leave the dot out of that one, at ProWrestlingNet. And it can be as simple as the basic results. You can go as detailed as you like. I ask that you don't write a novel. We've had those where people go move for move, and it's like, man, I appreciate it, but I don't think the average person out there is reading it. But it's always appreciated, whatever people can do, even if it is basic results. Again, .netjason@gmail.com or at ProWrestlingNet on Twitter. We would definitely appreciate the help. WWE announced on Friday that they will be offering WrestleMania free to new subscribers to the WWE Network. And, you know, as usual, this has already led to some complaints from some network subscribers who just don't like that others are getting something free that they pay a monthly fee for. I gotta say, you know, to everyone bothered by this, time to get over it. I mean, honestly, I know people get upset because WWE hasn't tightened up the service in a way that, like, prevents people from sharing password information. I get that, but I mean, I'm honestly at the point, too, where it's like, okay, either cheat or just kind of shut up about it. Because, I mean, I get that you're trying to do the right thing, and it frustrates you when you hear from others who aren't doing the right thing. But I just say, be content knowing that you are. And really, they're not ripping you off. They're ripping off a company that just doesn't seem to care for whatever reason. I mean, WWE should clamp down, and I don't know why they haven't, but I just wouldn't lose any sleep over this. I mean, you have every right to cancel your network subscription if it bothers you that much, but I mean, I do kind of roll my eyes when people get all worked up over new subscribers getting something for free. Netflix does it. Hulu does it. I know on DirecTV, which I have, you can watch the first week of the NFL Sunday Ticket. I think they still do that anyway. I know there's still free trials for the Major League Baseball and NHL and NBA packages each year. I think even a couple of times during the year, like the midway point, beginning of the year, and then the midway point, I think they do for those. And you're paying $10, $9.99, if you will. I just say stop and think about that for a second, because unless you're like a brand new fan, you came in within the last 2 years, then you have to remember paying a fortune for WrestleMania like I do. And now you're getting it for $9.99 along with Roadblock, the NXT Live Special, WWE Hall of Fame Ceremony, and of course WrestleMania. I mean, I don't know. I just, again, I think it'd be cool if WWE clamped down on some of this. And I know some of you out there listening going, no, we like getting it for free. Well, I mean, you should do the right thing. But I will not lose a second of sleep over the fact that something I have paid for since day one, someone else is getting an introductory offer. And I know, again, there's people that kind of cheat the system a little bit. It's not just sharing passwords, it's they're creating different emails and signing up for it, the network in different ways. I just said let WWE worry about it. I really do. I mean, I think that I don't. I'm not going to sit here and endorse what people are doing, but at the same time, I just think that to get worked up enough to email me about it, send that email to WWE, please. And again, nothing against people who take the time to write me and you feel passionate about something. I know you're trying to do the right thing, and I definitely respect that. I pay my fee as well. I just don't think you need to lose sleep over it, especially the part where they're offering a free trial to. I get the piracy part that bothers people more than I do. Why are they offering this free to other people? I've been on board since day one, and I didn't get that. Well, I think in most cases they did reach out and offer like some sort of a discount to WWE Shop or something like that, or I think like a free gift card or something along those lines. I don't even know if I ever used. No, I know I didn't use mine. In fact, I wonder if I could still use mine if I wanted to. I don't even know what the hell I'd get. But no, I know there's that component to it. But again, how many other businesses take a similar approach? I just think you're wasting your time. I do think most people get it, and they're just content paying for their service and don't lose sleep over it. But I do hear from people, so I just wanted to emphasize that again rather than responding to people directly. WWE SmackDown last night. I thought it was a quality show this week. You can get my detailed thoughts on it in my SmackDown hit list on the site, as I mentioned earlier. Plus, Jake Barnett has his full live coverage review available. I mean, it's always fun to watch Ambrose and Owens, who worked the main event of this show. I'm curious to see, as I noted in the hit list, kind of differences are. Are there any? I mean, they worked a match that aired last night, and then this weekend they're working against one another. So do they just feel safe repeating a lot of the same spots, or do they kind of try to shake things up knowing that this just aired on SmackDown? Not sure. I like the Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch match. Jake Barnett pointed out in his live review he felt it was better than the Raw match, and I would agree. I pointed out in the hit list, they did kind of a hokey job of getting to the triple threat, and that, like, you kind of suspected it was coming. Even if you didn't know it going, or you weren't hoping for it, you weren't thinking about going in, when you saw the draw the first time, you probably thought, oh, this is probably where they're going. I'm okay with it, because I'm just very happy to see that match. I think all three women deserve the spotlight, and I'm not big on triple threats at WrestleMania. I definitely lean towards singles matches. I think these three can have a great triple threat match, and I think it's going to be really special to see the women spotlighted in a big way. It's not just a pillow fight, or, you know, I mean, some of the throwaway matches we've seen the women have at WrestleMania, this is a big deal. Now I hope they can, like, find a way to scrap the Divas name, start calling them women, come up with a different title belt that doesn't have a butterfly on it. A lot of still little things I would change about it, but definitely progress. We're seeing some steps taken in the right direction from WWE as far as the women's division is concerned. I also enjoyed the Kofi Kingston and AJ Styles match. I felt this was AJ's best TV match in WWE anyway, that he's had so far with someone other than Chris Jericho, because he and Jericho were given plenty of time. I like this match more than Jake did. Jake was kind of down on it just because of the New Day interference. Kind of felt like every time they'd start to get going, you'd get that. It didn't bother me. I waited to read Jake's comments until after each segment would air. And so I was kind of, following along with Jake, but taking it all in for myself and collecting my thoughts and then reading what Jake had to say. And so we differed on that one a little bit. He didn't dislike the match, but I just think I came away feeling like I liked that one more than Jake did. It left me hopeful that we'll see something like this tonight. I just know AJ Styles is on the show at Target Center. Don't know who he's working, but I hope it's a good opponent who can go and they give these guys time because I'm really looking forward to that. I haven't seen AJ in person since a rare TNA house show up here. I want to say there was a reason I had to miss his Ring of Honor match. He was here with the Ring of Honor, and I think he worked Matt Sydal, and I don't remember why I missed that show. But yeah, this will be the first chance I get to see AJ in person since just kind of a house show event that TNA had, probably Mankato or something. They never came quite to the Twin Cities, so I'm looking forward to that. I wonder how that not to spend too much time on my house show. I know most of you are like, oh God, it's a house show. But I've noticed that both on Raw and on SmackDown, they made a point to advertise the Minneapolis show specifically. By even the broadcast team last night bringing it up. It wasn't like just a quick graphic at the bottom of the screen. That's usually a sign that ticket sales are slow. And I mean, there could be a good walk up, but I'm curious to see how that goes because, we got some snow today. Anytime I have to leave the house, it feels like, all right, it's not every time. It just feels that way, is when we get snow. We didn't get blasted, but enough that some people may say, you know what? If it kept coming down the way it was when it first started, I would have been like, you know what? I am staying home. I'll be one of those people. But I'm braving it. It's not that bad. There's not that much snow out there. So looking forward to it, and just curious to see what that attendance is like, knowing that WWE is pushing it on television like they are, which is very rare for a house show. I would say one of the negatives of the show, again, I'm not going to go through everything in my hit list, but they did announce Brock Lesnar against Bray Wyatt for Roadblock, and we got some wonky freaking Bray Wyatt promo that just was. I spent a lot of time talking about Bray Wyatt because I care, because I love. I think the character has so much potential. I think he is a talented guy, but I mean the setup for this is just so weak. It's frustrating that you think back to the Rumble, and it was such a forgettable Rumble with Brock Lesnar in it. Think about that. Brock Lesnar was in the Rumble. You expect carnage, just bodies flying everywhere. He's just going to eliminate all the enhancement guys, all the heroes of WWE Superstar. We didn't really see that. We saw the Wyatt family come back in and cheat to eliminate him, and then it was forgotten. Imagine if like that was kind of a, even if it was on the back burner and Brock was doing other things, if they'd kind of kept that alive somehow, this might actually feel like a bit more of a showdown match rather than, oh, and Brock is wrestling Bray Wyatt on this show, because that's how it feels. I like that he's working with someone new. It's nice that he's not going back to Big Show again, for instance. We don't see Brock work with a ton of new opponents, and here we're finally getting Brock against Bray, and then of course at Mania we're getting Brock against Ambrose, and so it's nice that they're shaking that up a little bit rather than just kind of having Brock work with the old reliables that we've seen and just doesn't really don't excite us as much as they once did. A reminder for people that tonight is the night Jim Ross makes his debut as the voice of New Japan Pro Wrestling, replacing Mauro Ranallo. Mauro was still he had everything in the can through last week's show. I think it was last week, may have been a rerun. I'm not sure, but JR will be taking over tonight with Mauro, of course, going to WWE as the new voice of SmackDown. He will be teamed with Josh Barnett, who is a good color commentator. Very curious to see how they mix, and I don't expect to be wowed right out of the gate. I mean, Ross was talking in interviews leading into this about how he didn't expect that they would do a rehearsal. Said, he's open to it if somebody wanted him to, or if Josh wanted to, but he just expected to go in cold. And I'm not saying it's going to be bad, but I'm just saying, even if they had done one rehearsal or two rehearsals, it takes time to develop chemistry. And so I want to see what the chemistry is like now, and then compare it. And it's going to be tough, I think, for JR just to immediately step in with Mauro being so popular right now. As popular as Jim Ross is, and as great as Jim Ross is, there's going to be people who prefer Mauro. There will be people who prefer Jim. But I just think it's a great move by Access. I mean, Jim Ross is getting out there and hustling and promoting this. And I think losing Mauro was a tough blow for them. But in a way, it's probably brought more attention to the New Japan show, because if you had read any of my comments on it or anyone else's comments, people would rave about the broadcast team. And I think if you don't follow New Japan closer, you don't have access, you know, you just didn't care enough on Friday night to keep an eye on a show that doesn't have first run matches, you probably, depending on your how serious of a student of the game you are, I imagine many of you were just like, you know, whatever. Yeah, good. They have a nice announcer and some Japanese wrestling, and you're just not you don't follow Japanese wrestling closely. But once you actually hear Mauro on SmackDown, you're like, oh, this is what they were talking about. And maybe it actually makes you take a look at that product. And with Jim being there now, I think you'll have more people actually combined with that Mauro thing going, I want to check this out. And they also are airing an interview with Jim Ross beforehand. It's a one-hour interview that was taped in, I think, late February. It's The Voice versus Jim Ross, and Michael Schiavello conducted the interview in Las Vegas at Nobu Hotel inside Caesar's Palace. And this will, he's done several interviews that have aired on Access before. I think Hulk Hogan was one. I'm kind of struggling off the top of my head to come up with a list of wrestling-related people, but it should be good. It's kind of a 1-2 punch. They have Jim Ross, the interview airing at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, followed by New Japan Pro Wrestling on Access, and then several replays throughout the evening, too. So definitely check those out. I'm looking forward to watching them at some point over the weekend. Of course, I'll say it one more time, at that live event tonight in Minneapolis. All right, that is going to do it for today, everybody. Please remember to subscribe to this daily podcast. Rate and review us on iTunes or anywhere else that allows such reviews. It's always appreciated, and you help spread the word about this podcast. In fact, if you want to help in a very easy way to spread the word, when I tweet out the link about this, hey, give us a retweet. That helps too. Anything you can do to help spread the word about the podcast, we are doing our best to make it grow, and that it is thanks to you. So until next time, thank you so much for listening. Take care.